This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, your Wednesday, to join me as we together study the Word of God together. We're in the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 5. That's what's going on here at the radio and in this ministry. That's what's going on in our church as well, as we are exactly in the same place. Matter of fact, preaching these sermons on Sundays, and they're starting to air on Tuesdays during the week. So you're hearing right now something I just preached on Sunday. We had a baptism on Sunday to start our service, and then we got right into this message here, freedom in Christ. It is for freedom, the Apostle Paul writes in Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Then he warns them not to be enslaved or entangled with a yoke of bondage. The people there at Galatia were starting to go back to the law in order to get right with God. Someone had, as we read in chapter 1, had snuck in. They've crept in privately or privily, sneaked in to spy out the liberty they had in Christ Jesus. Okay, no more of me. Let's get into the Word now. Part 2 of this message, freedom in Christ. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Now, according to the Apostle Paul, and better yet, according to the Holy Spirit, you and I are descendants of this royal family. One more analogy. Abraham's wife Sarah was the free woman, and Ishmael's mother Hagar, or as I call Hagar the Horrible. Doesn't anyone know that comic strip? Hagar the Horrible was a slave. And Paul is saying that being under the law is like being the son of a slave. And a slave yourself. Whereas being a son or daughter of a king would make you royalty. Now you guys picked that song out today. You had no idea what I was going to say. Yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the king. His royal blood. Don't believe me? Don't believe the song. Peter said this, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special, King James says, peculiar people. Ain't that the truth? You are a peculiar people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Who once were not a people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. There you have it. This is you. And you didn't get to this position on your own. Someone did it for you. And his name is Jesus. This is the man in the glory. He did it. He saved you on your worst day. God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. Don't ever forget it.
that God did the work. And you're forever, eternally indebted to Almighty God for what he did. You owe him everything you have. Your life, your breath, everything you have, you owe to God. Everything. Please don't forget. On to chapter 5. It says, he says, stand fast, therefore. Catch this emphatic command. Stand fast, therefore. Now look what it says. It says, in the liberty, that is freedom. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Remember, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. When Jesus has set you free, no one can entangle you again. You can entangle yourself, but no one's got a power or authority over you anymore. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Freedom is the opposite of law. Freedom and law. Law and freedom. Are you free to sin? No, you're free to live in Jesus' name. You are free now. You're free to live. You're free to say no to sin now. Stand fast, therefore. All right, the therefore goes all the way back to the last verse of chapter 4. We are not children of the bondwoman, but children of the free woman, therefore. Stand fast. Or in our modern vernacular, hold your ground. Don't give up your position. Don't give up your position and retreat and go back to where you were before. And that position was, oh, he's going to tell us here in the rest of this verse. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Picture a loaded down donkey buckling under a heavy burden, a beast of burden. That's what it's like trying to keep the law to be right with God. Now look, I've said a lot about freedom. Allow me to explain the difference and why I'm not advocating sin. I've been talking about it a lot here lately and explaining to everyone and telling you that you're free. You see, you've got something the Old Testament people didn't have. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, you've got the Holy Spirit. They didn't have it. They had to keep rules written on tablets because they didn't have the power on the inside. You have got that. You have got what they don't have. You have got the Holy Spirit. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. You read here in the book of Titus, chapter 2. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, see, it's not written down on a stone that teaches you. It's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you that teaches you and gives you the strength, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous for good works. Don't let anyone say Esposito is advocating sin. I'm saying to you, you can't keep rules to be right with God. It's the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you helps you to be right with God. I'm not advocating sin when I tell you you're free. Now, with the Galatian church, the yoke of bondage specifically meant getting circumcised to be right with God. because that's keeping Torah, as they like to say. They still believe that and follow that today. You got to keep Torah to be right with God. For this church, it meant getting circumcised, and it meant not eating certain foods. Circumcision's right here in this chapter. Not eating certain foods. We just read about it in chapter 2, right? Peter was eating a pulled pork platter with the Gentiles. And then the Jews show up and he starts eating matzo balls. And said, "Uk oiden, I don't know them." And then Paul goes, "You hypocrite. You can't act like a Gentile here and then act like a Jew over here. You're not subject anymore to these things." Paul said, "I am convinced that no food is unclean of itself." Nothing. That was the problem here in this church. Now here comes the warning if that's the path that you choose. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. I testify again to every man. You hear that? I testify. He's got his hand on a Bible and he's raising the other hand and says, "I testify to everyone among you, any one of you that's going to do some work in order to be right with God, you've got to keep the whole law. Every one of them. I testify to every man who becomes circumcised, he is obligated to keep the whole law." Don't tell me you keep Torah. You're not even Jewish. I say that because there's a big problem in this city and in this county and in this country of people that are trying to keep the law in order to be right with God. And that's not going to make you right with God. Paul said, "I wish I was with you so I could change my tone." Indeed, I, Paul, say to you, if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you.
And the last word he was about to say there, nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you go back and try to keep the Old Testament law and rules in order to be right with God, then Christ will profit you nothing. This is why the apostle is so upset at these guys, because they're turning what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross to something that's not enough and good enough. We have to add our own works to that. Now remember, Isaiah the prophet said 700 years earlier, our righteousness is like filthy rags in his sight. There's nothing we can do to add to what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross. We're out of time for today. Love to see you at our prayer meeting tonight, 6 o'clock. And we're in the Gospel of Luke as well. Spend a little time in the Gospel of Luke. Spend a lot of time in prayer. We'll be back here again tomorrow for another program. Here as we continue our sermon in the 5th chapter of Galatians, Freedom in Christ.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for for WGOD Radio. All truth.